Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, plus bears on wheels and swallowed by a snake. All coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
And now a message from the Bob and Tom Pet Care Company.
Here, Figsy. Come here, boy. Good boy. Whoa! Hey, Dad. Figsy's breath really stinks.
Oh, I know, Sam. Ugh. It smells like Figsy's been eating his own poop again.
Oh.
Gee, if only they made something to make his breath smell better. Sorry, Figs. We'll have to play Frisbee some other time. You're just like a furry turd.
Sound familiar? Does your dog love to dine on his own dog logs, leaving his breath smelling like a stopped-up commode? Well, have we got the answer for you? It's a peppermint-flavored lozenge made especially for dogs like yours. Introducing new Extra Mints.
Here, Figsy. Golly, that is some bad breath. Here, Figsy, try one of these new excrements. Wow, what a difference, huh, Dad?
You bet, Sam. Figsy's face may be covered in his own feces, but his breath is minty fresh.
Hey, Dad, look. Figsy's licking his crotch again. Do you think his breath is still fresh?
We'll never know, son.
Oh, God.
We'll never know. Hey, Sam, you know why a dog licks his own...
Yeah, because he can. I've heard it a million times.
Extra Mint. Fetch some today.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
No, we haven't heard Ace Cosby's joke of the day yet.
We have not.
And I think we certainly do need some kind of a palate cleanser, so therefore, without any further ado...
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
A screwdriver rolls into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says, hey, we got a drink named after you. He says, Philip?
I thought that was the grasshopper went into the bar.
Yeah, that's a variation.
The grasshopper is you've got a drink named Irving.
Right.
That's the classic. But this had kind of an extra joke there with Philip.
Yeah.
Very good. Now it's time to go back to the SILAC news desk with Christy Lee.
In Indonesia, a missing woman has been found inside a 16-foot-long python.
Oh, my.
According to media outlets, the family of the 45-year-old woman reported her missing last week after her husband said she failed to return home in South Sulawesi. Village Chief Suwardi Rozi told the AFP that locals initiated a search, spotted a python with a large belly.
Village chief.
Cut open the snake and discovered the woman's body within.
Yeah, that's going to happen where there's a village chief. More people are going to be eaten by snakes.
Tom's biggest fear.
Yes, yeah. What's the name of that town again? I want to make sure I never go there.
Oh, you won't.
Yeah, Sulawesi.
Okay.
South Sulawesi. North Sulawesi. North is Sonai.
You know they call it So-Sal.
This is in Indonesia.
Yes, sir.
Eaten by a giant snake.
Don't you kind of have to want to be eaten by a python?
I said that the other day on the air, and everybody and their brother sent me this story.
Wow.
A couple days ago.
So maybe she was sleeping, and it started constricting her, and that was it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Or something else happened. She may have had a heart attack or something.
Oh, right, beforehand. Yeah.
Worst game of hide-and-seek ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to win.
Is that snake talking?
I wonder if it was feet first or head first.
What would you prefer?
I would think head first, it would be lights out quicker. Pretty quick.
Yeah.
No, I think feet first.
I'd want that.
I'll take the pain. I want to be able to complain about it. Oh, really?
Come on.
Knees now? Oh, jeez, yeah.
You call
man.
That a grip?
Do you think the Python News Service carried this?
Different way?
Does a quiet python trying to have dinner is attacked by villagers? Got open.
Meal ruined.
Meal ruined by area villagers.
Maybe he did start at the feet and she had a heart attack because of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe her husband killed her.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to dispose of a body.
Oh, my God. I was just sitting there thinking there's so many ways to get rid of a body in So-Sal. You know there is.
I heard the husband came up to her and said, hey, can you check in her pocket, see if she still has the keys to my Jeep?
I'd like to get out of here at some point. And snakes?
That's Grand Cherokee. That's a nice Jeep for So-So.
What movie is it where they do a thing about signs? Remember when they're twisted that Shyamalan movie? The woman gets hit by the car and she's trapped.
Yeah.
But so the guy does it.
What happened?
He walks by and he goes, hey, can I get a ride home?
Yeah, it's so one of the scary movies.
One of the scary movies. Things, yeah.
Can I get a lift?
After he kills his wife, the guy goes, parodying that scene. Can you give me a ride?
He goes, look, I can't drive. Can I get a lift?
Okay, sir.
I'm lost.
This is a scary... We've had scary animals... this morning we talked about snakes, and then you mentioned how scary it would be if bears had wheels
instead of feet.
We have bears in the news.
Oh, Pat, you have something about
that? A little Duran Duran.
Oh,
all right. See them walking paw and paw across the street at midnight. Heads turning as the bears fly by so fast. And they roll on by with a picnic sack on their back after a tourist attack. An attack. After a long hibernation, there's honey all over their face. Bears on wheels. Bears on wheels. Everybody.
2 minutes later.
Bears on wheels. Bears on wheels.
That is sick. See, you've never heard Duran Duran's Girls on Film, yet you enjoyed that song. I commend you.
I heard Girls on Film.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Uh-huh. You didn't like it.
What made you more angry than anything? Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. Hated the song.
That's absurd. I was, Bob and I were living up in Michigan. We didn't have MTV. And I couldn't own that, but we were playing top 40 music, and I couldn't understand why that was a hit. It was such a dreadful song.
That's a great song.
And I came down, and I saw MTV. I realize this is about Hairspray.
No, it's not.
I think people really like their music.
It's really good.
People are idiots.
Listen to how good this is.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Why not?
See, you don't have to sing. You just have a hit. See? Everybody.
Not on board at all.
No.
All right. It's okay.
Which one is this?
This is Hungry Like a Wolf. Like Big Hook. Here we go.
I'm after you.
I smell like I sound.
Oh. And I'm hungry like the wolf.
They do
everybody,
that.
Everybody did the woo.
Yeah. When I was on the air here doing weekends as a disc jockey, baby DJ, I told everybody that was me howling. People believed it.
Yeah.
They're like, you're in that video? I go, no, I'm not in the video, but I'm on the soundtrack. I'm on the actual record.
The lyrics are so silly. We didn't even get, Josh really pointed out how silly that synth is.
Yeah.
That guy is working hard. He really thinks he's helping out.
That was a big hit on Chick McGee Dance Party.
Oh, was it?
Oh, oh, I bet. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You moved to that one, Chick?
Oh, yeah.
Hungry,
oh, yeah.
Like, hungry, hungry like
hungry,
hungry
the
like the wolf man.
No. Just the wolf.
The wolf. Wolf.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, wolf man.
Well, you got all over there, didn't you?
Yeah, he had to make it relatable to him.
Now, don't you have a bear story?
I do. I was getting there.
He's doing it again.
This is where I came in on this movie.
Well, I patented the song before we had the story.
He did the Bears on Wheels, is this earlier thing.
Right.
Not before the story. A zoo in Kansas was evacuated after one of its bears tried to escape and went missing. The city of Independence said staff at the Ralph Mitchell Zoo discovered one of its three Siberian bears made what turned out to be an unsuccessful bid to tunnel out of her enclosure. While the animal never made it out of the enclosure confines, she did manage to dig under the viewing platform and slip out of sight of staff for a brief period of time. Visitors were cleared from the area, and within 10 minutes, the bear was back in her pen. The city said the zoo is now working to reinforce said enclosure to prevent any chance of a future breakout. Well, so that bear was not on wheels.
Mm-hmm. And, but they didn't know where it was.
No.
So they had to evacuate the entire zoo. Pretty scary, don't you think? I mean, it's a great way to avoid going to the concession stand. Sorry, kids, we can't get a T-shirt and a bear frisbee because we're being evacuated.
Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying, if you ask me.
Do you go to zoos?
10 minutes.
When you go to zoos, do you get nervous?
No.
You don't think about it, that something might get loose and turn around, there's a polar bear?
I do look around going, okay, how could some jackass get around the barrier here and jump in with these critters? And
you think about that?
Yeah. I don't want to be the guy. Because I'm sure there are people at the zoo that have to figure, okay, we got to make this so impenetrable.
Oh, I'm sure.
That some moron doesn't jump in there with, because that happens.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Chick, the bear on wheels for you, is it like sort of a cyborg? Like they built him on the wheel? Or is it just a bear in rollerblades? For me, it's a bear in rollerblades.
You know, I was going to go cyborg, but I had not thought of the rollerblade angle. I might go rollerblades.
I think they need roller skates. I think they need more of a base.
Here's your next question. Is he rollerblading? Is it bipedal? Is it just the two down? Or does he have all four down?
No, just the two. Just the two.
Just the two. He's standing up.
I can swear I've seen a roller skating bear in a circus or something like that.
I'm sure.
Especially how they get them to roller skate and the bears, they train them?
How?
They beat them until they can skate. Yeah. And then when they skate, they stop the beatings. And then
there's a circus claiming they have a roller skating bear, nothing good is going on.
Don't even ask about the juggling elephants.
Yeah. Don't attend that circus.
You don't think they use positive reinforcement?
No, I think they use...
Hey, you want to see our dolphin on a bike?
No. Baseball bats and tasers.
You are doing something very cruel.
Sounds like a lot of exotic meat is being cooked from the electrodes.
Handguns, tasers, and baseball bats. That's our training.
This is kind of a cool story. Speaking of animals you might see in the zoo, new research shows African elephants call each other by unique names.
They do?
Yeah. Researchers report names are a part of elephants' low rumbles that they can hear over long distances across the savannah.
That's amazing.
Duke University ecologist Stuart Pym said if you're looking after a large family, you've got to be able to say, hey, Virginia, get over here. So I got to have a name. It's extremely rare for wild animals to call each other by unique names.
I just said Simon. You guys have no idea.
I thought I heard Stevie.
Right now there are two elephants going, hey, they said your name on the radio.
Oh, they just called you Fatso.
That's
humans
incredible.
Humans have names. Our dogs, of course, come when their names are called.
You call me, I'll come.
Baby dog.
What happened?
Chick.
Okay.
Baby dolphins invent their own names called signature whistles, and parrots may also use names
parrots?
In the wild.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious when a parrot whistles.
Yes. Yeah. Ours did. We had a bird that did that. When we
hilarious.
The cage was outside of the bathroom, when we come out of the shower, it would whistle at us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Fred Bird, behave yourself. Yes.
What's his name?
Fred Bird.
Fred Bird.
Yeah. He's Larry Bird's brother, Fred Bird?
No, like for the St. Louis Cardinals, the mascot's name, Fred Bird.
My bad.
Would they give you like a...
Yeah, exactly. My dad taught it. My dad would sat there and talk.
Hey, Tom, you know how he taught the bird to whistle? A baseball bat and a taser.
Good.
Elephants have names for each other.
Yeah, they recorded, I read about this study, they recorded the low rumbles. And they were able to do a thing where they would play back a tape and they could observe that the one elephant knew that it was for him.
Boy.
They'd play different ones. Yeah, and most of the time they would recognize the one directed at them way across the way. It's amazing.
What a story.
So elephants are so smart.
If we had done this story 6 months ago, the phone would be ringing.
You said you wanted Josh. I wanted the other guy.
I said we already had strike two.
Yes.
That may have been a foul ball. I can't tell if it ended
that's just a long out. In. No, a long strike.
That's keep that making guys laugh. That's all.
An Oregon man is alive thanks to his dog, who ran for help following a crash. The Baker County Sheriff's Office and Brandon said Brandon Garrett's truck went over an embankment and tumbled into a creek.
I was hoping the dog was named Brandon.
Now, wouldn't that be a great name?
Yeah.
That is a good dog name.
Yeah.
According to the New York Times, one of his three dogs, a Whippet, oh, they're cute, named Blue.
Whippet good.
Ran for nearly 4 miles to a campsite where Mr. Garrett was supposed to be meeting a friend. Following a search, the 62-year-old's family found his truck in the steep ravine and contacted authorities. Pine Valley Rural Fire District, sounds like it's on a soap opera, volunteers.
Pine Valley was all my children, too.
Yeah, and U.S. Forest Service workers conducted the complicated rescue before transporting Mr. Garrett to a hospital via helicopter. Mr. Garrett's three other dogs were found alive and are also recovering from their injuries.
I thought you were going to say that three other dogs assisted in the surgery.
That's amazing. I mean, the dog gets out of a crash car and...
Ran for nearly
4 miles. Which direction to run?
Incredible.
Yep.
Smell, Tom. It's all smell,
right,
baby.
On a lassie.
They're going to find one day that dog's sense of smell is like a million times more sensitive than we think it is.
Mm.
That's how they know you're coming home. They smell you coming home.
We already know it's like 1,000 times more than humans or something.
Yeah.
Did the dog know what he was doing, or was he just thinking this is like the worst game of fetch ever? Okay, I'm here. Where's the ball?
What's the dog say? Okay, I'm here.
This is the worst day of fetch ever. I'm here. Where's the ball?
Well, hey, you get horses.
Are the Whippets the ones that look kind of like greyhounds?
Yes, they're small greyhounds.
They're little. They're
right up Christie's alley. She loves white, those narrow hatchet head dogs.
Skin and bones.
I love them.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Whippets that you'll find in the lot of a dead or
if
a fish
you,
show.
Right. Yeah. If you would breed an Afghan with a Whippet, you could put the puppy under your door.
Yes. Yeah. No fence can hold enough that dog.
Right under the fence. Half inch wide.
What a good doggy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww.
A 79-year-old grandmother from Virginia recently tied the knot just weeks after meeting the man who would become her new husband. According to the Southwest News Service.
A billionaire. Oh, no.
Yeah. Ms. Ernestine Murphy shocked her family by revealing suddenly that she had, quote, met someone at church. Her granddaughter, 30-year-old Michelle, said her grandmother assured her they were taking things slow, but the couple announced they were getting married just 6 weeks after meeting.
Well, this makes sense.
On May 25th, Ms. Murphy wed 79-year-old Mr. Moses Cues at Alpha and Omega Church in Richmond in front of 55 guests.
Because the clock is ticking.
Grandma, or the granddaughter said it had all been amazing. It just shows you're never too late to fall in love.
Well, that's lovely.
Yep.
They lift up the till death do us part thing.
Yeah.
Until, someone's going to shut it.
I've got the under.
Until Wednesday do us part.
Hold that thought. Did you see where World War II veteran Harold Terrence and his sweetheart Jeannie Swerlin proved love is eternal when they tied the knot near the D-Day beaches in Normandy, France? He's 100. She is 96.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, Robin the Cradle, huh?
Boy.
Yeah, they got married on June 6th. Look at this couple. There they are.
Yeah, very nice.
196.
What a harpy, huh?
I'm glad that he could get married. I figured he'd be busy dancing in front of a Six Flags. So I'm glad that he could.
He does look, yeah. I guess he took the hockey mask off to take this photo.
I think she looks pretty darn good for 96.
He's gotta get back to the crypt.
He's a war hero, isn't he? My bad. Yes. I forgot about that. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Yeah. Yikes.
Well, I want to get married on the beaches of D-Day.
What?
I admit, the guy's a great American.
Yeah. That's great, but how odd to celebrate there.
We lost a flower girl to a crater.
This is weird.
The guy's a great American.
Well, of course. I'm not questioning that. I'm just questioning his choice of wedding beach.
I'm questioning all these years. He didn't get those ears pulled back a little bit. We have surgeons, don't we? My God. That guy could jump off the cliffs of Dover and float to the ground.
His ears did stick out a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, did.
Got that. And those teeth.
You know, I've always heard.
What's that one in the left side of his mouth?
No, your nose. Your nose and your ears never stop growing.
Yeah, they get.
Sorry, Jason.
Boy, oh boy. Oh,
that guy.
I threw a pen.
Dumbo looks at him and goes, hey, nice ear.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the men's a great American. We are all deserving of
brother. We're back. We're right back to it.
Okay, thank you. Turn that off.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.